Voices, Community Stories Past and Present, Inc. is a nonprofit group that gives Tucson youth a chance to tell their own stories in their own words. Next, Christina Lopez tells us about her encounter with a figure that looms large in Latin folklore, La Llorona, the Weeping Woman. She's said to prey on children who have lost their way, and that perfectly describes what happened to Christina one dark and moonless night along the Santa Cruz River.
There's a legend I heard growing up about a woman who drowned her children in the Santa Cruz River over a man who then left her anyways for another woman. And feeling remorse, the woman went back to the Santa Cruz River searching and searching for her washed away children. She then drowned herself, and to this day, anyone and everyone who steps into the Santa Cruz River can hear her calling and crying for her children. About 2 summers ago, I went out with some friends to a party. I found myself stranded. I didn't have a ride, a phone, to reach anybody, nothing. So I didn't know what else to do. I just decided to start walking. Walking in the Ajo Wash. The Ajo Wash led to the Santa Cruz River. My feet were cold. I was barefoot. My hair was dripping with sweat. And I was really scared. It was dark. It was laid out. And all I could think of was the legend I heard growing up. Pulling my way through the grass and trees, my face was full of tears, and I was so nervous because growing up, hearing that story, it just made me scared. And I was trying as hard as I can to get out of the river, but it seemed so long, like such a long walk. My feet were getting numb from all the rocks I had stepped on, the stickers. I looked all around me and I felt her presence. Like, I could almost feel her breath against the back of my neck. My hair stood up. It was pitch black that night, like pitch black. It was dark when I was first walking in the river, when I found myself in the river. Every which way I turned to look, I like seen white, just a white figure in the distance. I guess I thought so hard about it that I could like almost hear her voice, her cries, her wailing. I'm almost 100% sure that she was there. And I always thought of La Llorona as like just a regular legend. But that night it felt real. There's stories you hear from your parents and you believe them. You believe in Santa Claus. You believe in the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy. Anything your parents tell you, you just believe, you believe, you believe. And for kids, it's really scary to hear that kind of thing when you're living so close to the river that way. Like, and me, like, I was alone. There was nobody there to just be like, just calm down, Christina. Like, there's no ghost haunting the river. The sun was coming up, and I finally got out of the river. I made my way to my Nana's house, but the way I felt was like unforgettable and traumatizing because I never want to go back to the Santa Cruz River. Day or night, it doesn't matter. It scares me.